give me eggs Benedict, extra hollandaise, hash browns, wheat toast, maybe some fresh fruit, and a non-fat cappuccino.
Powdered or glazed?
Glazed.
It'll be $62.50.
Well, I'm never going to be able to afford this bagel.
Relax, Linda. $62.50 is what Bob owes me.
Whoa, that's really gone out of hand. I guess I'm going to have to start a new tab.
Well, it's official. The nuts are out in full force today. You're not going to believe this. 6 o'clock in the morning. Somebody knocks on my door.
That's incredible.
There's more, Linda.
Oh, good, because that part is really boring.
Yeah, anyway, you know, I open the door. There's a guy asking to borrow some underwear.
Now, Linda.
That's incredible.
Yeah, then on my way to work, some guy in a full New York Jets uniform stops me, tells me it's fourth and long, asks me if I know what the play is. I come to run to the river and then go deep.
Jeez, Becker, fourth and long, you got a kick.
What was I thinking, huh?
It's like I always say. Well, I don't always say it, but I have said it. So I guess technically I sometimes say it, which means I say it pretty often. Which brings up an interesting point. Is it often or often?
Linda, the point. What's your point?
That Mercury's in retrograde. That always makes people act very strangely.
Yeah, right, astrology. What a load of crap.
You don't think people's lives are affected by the stars?
Wait, are we talking about planets or celebrities? Because clearly when Brad Pitt is in town, traffic is tied up for hours.
I love Brad Pitt.
Me too. But in a totally non-gay way.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I kind of envy Brad Pitt because he's not involved in this conversation.
All I'm saying is that when the planets align to make it appear as though Mercury's moving backwards through the solar system, people get weird.
All right, let's test this little science of yours, shall we? What's... All right, here we go. Yeah, what's your sign?
Libras, if it isn't obvious.
Yeah, well, it says, get out of here, get to work, or I will fire you.
Nothing about romance?
Just go, will you? Get out. Come on.
I know you're in there. Come on. You can run, but you can't hide.
I'm telling you, Dr. Becker, that woman was definitely checking you out.
No, she wasn't.
Deny it all you want, but I'm telling you, she was looking.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. I mean, she had to be about 80, but she was definitely interested.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I know you're in there. Come on, get out. Get out!
You know, Margaret, if you want a towel, all you gotta do is reach up and pull one out.
No, there's something crawling around inside the walls.
You know what? I'll bet it's a rat.
I know it's a rat. I'm trying to find it so I can kill it.
What's the big deal? You know, he's probably just another rat come here to make it on the great rat way.
It's such a tough life for them. So much disappointment.
Oh, my God.
No, no, some make it.
No, this is incredible. It's from the lab. They made a mistake with Mr. Garland's test results. He's fine.
Oh, my God, John, you told the man he was dying.
Yeah, well, he's not. Get him on the phone. I can't believe the lab screwed up like that.
Yeah, well, he's not the only one that's happened to. I sent the film for my vacation to the lab, and they totally lost it.
Yeah, different lab, Linda.
Well, all I'm saying is this guy's got the rest of his life to look forward to. I spent a week in Bermuda, and I have no idea what I did.
Hey, Jake, where have you been?
My Nana sent me a package, and it took me an hour to pick it up at the post office. Turns out 45 minutes of that was me waiting on line for the ladies' room. Hey, check it out. Scrabble.
Scrabble? Why don't you just send you an archery set?
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
It means that giving a blind guy a Scrabble set is cruel. It would be like buying you a fish tank. It's a total waste.
I have a fish tank, and I'll tell you why. I find the sounds of the bubbles to be very relaxing.
Look, Jake.
Bob.
No, I'm telling him, you do not have the fish tank. What you have is a toilet that needs to be jiggled.
Reggie?
Once you started naming the fish, we just didn't have the heart to tell you.
Let me see this. Special edition. Can be enjoyed by the blind and sighted alike. Okay, Bob stands corrected. Let's play, Jake.
So, a blind man playing Scrabble is wrong, but you beating a blind man at Scrabble, you have no problem with.
Exactly.
That's okay, Reg. Let the little weasel put his money where his mouth is.
Oh, yeah? $50.
I'm in.
Oh, wow, look at this. Each tile is marked in Braille.
Wait a minute. He can tell what they are? I'm out.
Damn, I was looking forward to it. I haven't played since I was a little kid.
Really? Well, why be a bad sport? I'm back in.
What's the matter, Bob? Afraid you can't beat a blind man at Scrabble? Do I sense a little trepidation?
If he can spell that, I'm out again.
Come on, let's just play.
Okay, fine. Look, Reggie, you want to get in on this? Give me a chance to get even on my tab?
In case you two have forgotten, I have a business to run here. I can't just drop everything and play a game. Rack 'em.
Goldman, it's no wonder your scalp is too dry. You gotta stop washing your hair.
But the bottle says lather, rinse, repeat.
Yes, I understand that. But at some point, you gotta stop.
But the bottle says lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, call Dr. Cooper?
Yes, yes. He's an excellent psychiatrist. Margaret here will give you his number.
You can tiptoe all you want. I know you're in there.
Yeah, maybe the two of you can carpool.
Mercury retrograde.
It has nothing to do with that.
Suit yourself. 13 new patients waiting in your office.
Stop that.
I can't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Becker. You two fellas didn't put your names down here.
Actually, we'd like there to be a... No names involved.
Oh, all right. Yes?
I'm Matt Clark. This is Berlin.
Dude! Sit down. What can I do for you two fellas?
Well, we have this terrible disease, and the only cure is to score a prescription for, medical marijuana.
Yeah, I see. And what exactly is the name of this disease?
We don't know. I mean, we did know, but now we don't. We may also have some memory loss. And we don't know the name of the disease. And we may also have some memory loss.
You know, I think what you two are referring to is called glaucoma.
I told you it started with a G.
Glaucoma.
Yeah, I also have glaucoma. It's so bad I can hardly walk.
Nice try, fellas. No, as a matter of fact, that was really lame. You know, glaucoma is a disease of the eyes. Now, get out of my office. Go on.
But my eyes are so bad I can hardly walk.
Get out.
Told you it was a dumb idea.
It was so dumb, why'd you go along with it?
Because I'm stoned.
Hey, you know, instead of drugs, why don't you try getting high on life? Oh, my God. I'm officially 100 years old.
E-S-T? Craziest.
Oh, my God. You got two triple words and your Z is on a double letter.
You know, you don't have to tell him.
One and three times 8, 9. Oh, my God, you get 275 points.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, for one word, that's good.
Hey, I'm doing okay.
You know what? I think he's cheating. I mean, how do we know he's not feeling a dictionary under the table?
If you're that paranoid, why don't you take a look?
Fine. What are you doing?
I'm stretching. Will you relax?
Look at these letters. Look at them. J-A-C-K-A-S-S. I got nothing. I want new ones.
You had a word. Jackass.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can, moron.
Can you come out here?
here right away?
Who are you talking to?
No, I don't care how much it costs.
Then I don't care who you're talking to.
John, that was the exterminator. I want that thing out of here.
Margaret, it's just a rat. You know, why do you hate it so much anyway?
Because when I was a child, my father bought me a little dog.
Oh,
and...
please, please. This is going to be that urban legend story where the dog turns out to be a rat.
No. This is my sixth birthday party where my dog was eaten by a rat.
Beats pin the tail on the donkey, I guess.
Dr. Becker?
Oh, thank God. Oh, Mr. Garth.
I just got your message. Is it true? I'm really not dying?
No, no, you're not. It was, I'm so sorry. The lab made an error. Your elevated white count was just a viral infection.
I can't believe this.
I know, it's a horrible mistake. I can only imagine what you've been through. But, you know, the good news is you're fine.
The hell I am. I've been living the last 2 weeks like I only got 2 weeks left to live. If I'm not dying, I'm a dead man.
Mr. Garland, I understand that
no,
you're angry.
No, you don't understand. When I left your office that day, I was devastated. But then I figured if I've only got a short time to live, well, I'm going to go out in style. So the first thing I did was quit my job. Told my boss to go straight to hell. What did I have to lose? You told me I was dying.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, that's just a job, you know. So you burned a bridge.
No, no. I burned his new BMW.
Why would you do that?
Because you told me I was dying!
Well, couldn't you pay him back?
Oh, I can't. I spent all my money on champagne, limos, and lap dances.
All of it?
I got a lot of lap dances.
So you spent all your money and you lost your job. But see, all those things are fixable.
I haven't finished yet. After that, I maxed out my credit cards, cursed out my wife, and sent a photocopy of my ass to the IRS.
Mr. Garland.
What do I do now?
Look, I'll try to help you. You know, I'll call the lab. You know, they made a mistake once.
There's a chance that I might not make it?
I promise I will exhaust every possibility, but I'm only human, you know. In the end, you may have to come to grips with the fact that you're going to live.
Oh, come on, will you pick a word already?
Jake can't even see it. He's taking less time than you.
Don't rush me. We're playing for big money here. There. Cat. I'm using the C at the end of your word, Jake.
Which one?
Zebek.
I still say that's not a word.
Bob, I told you. It's an antiquated, trimasted Mediterranean sailing vessel.
None of those are words!
Not only was it a word, it was 83 points. As opposed to Reggie's cat, which was 5.
Cat is a perfectly good word.
And I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just saying with those same letters, you could have made better words. Or if you had another A, you could put it in front of combs and had catacombs, which would have given you 51 points.
I had an A, but I was saving it.
For what? Bat?
All right, smartass, it's your turn.
Read 'em and weep. J U G G S. Judge.
Not a word.
Yes, it is. Jake's Newsstand Magazine, top shelf.
Forget about it, Bob. It's a proper noun. Besides, we already let you have melons, boobs, and hooters.
Look, I know what you guys want. These are the letters I'm getting.
Oh, hi, Mr. Pearson.
Hello.
Hey, I see that sore on your lip finally cleared up. So what brings you here today?
If you don't mind, I'd rather discuss it with Dr. Becker. It's a little
delicate.
Mr. Pearson, this is the doctor's office. There's nothing you can't tell us.
Yes, there is.
Fine. The doctor will be with you in a moment.
Thank you. May I use the restroom?
Of course.
Margaret, will I have a call back with Mr. Garland's new test results?
I called them three times, but their phone's out of order. Ah.
Mercury, retrograde.
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
Mr. Pearson.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Pearson. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm beginning to think that Linda was right about all that astrology crap.
Oh, that's nonsense. Strange things don't happen to you because of the planets or numerology or any of that junk. If your faith in the Lord was as strong as mine, you would know that. You lead a good life, you go to heaven. If you don't, you suffer the consequences.
Excuse me.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Are you a new patient?
Yes, I am.
And your name is?
I'm known by many names. Jim, James, Jimbo.
You get him, I'll get the rat.
Quark? Sorry, my friend, but I believe a duck goes quack.
Bob, the word is quark. It's a term in physics referring to one of an elementary group of particles.
That's it. You're doing too well. And you know what else? I think he can see.
That's right, Bob. Jake's pretended to be blind all these years so he could beat you at Scrabble.
It's possible.
Hey, Becker.
Don't get excited. I can't stay. Apparently, the stars have aligned and turned my office into a madhouse. I'm just here to grab a smoke. Scrabble with Jake?
John.
What, you think we're taking advantage of him?
No, actually, I think he's taking advantage of you. He played in the national championships like three different times.
Excuse me?
Well, I only won once.
Jake, you hustled us.
Well, now, technically, it's not hustling unless you were dumb enough to play for money.
I thought it was a sure thing. He's blind. I mean, the man's been throwing fish food in his toilet for the last 5 years. You know what? Here, choke on it. Better pay up, Reg. See back my ass.
All right, Reg. Take your cut.
You were in on this, too? So you guys spent the day hustling Bob out of 50 bucks?
Hey, I got him to put a little money down on his tab.
And I got to humiliate him. Where's the bag?
Okay, let's get him again tomorrow.
Yeah.
What else are we good at?
I take the 50 and run.
So did you get the test results? Am I dying?
Mr. Garland, sometimes, you know, no matter how hard we try...
I'm gonna live? Oh, no, why me?
I'm sorry, you know, but there's nothing else we can do.
Oh, come on, there's got to be something.
You know, look on the bright side here. Every day you pick up a paper and see how scientists are discovering something new that can kill you.
That could take years.
Well, you know, keep a good thought.
Jeez, who died?
Nobody.
Any more patients?
No, that's it.
Oh, thank God. I've had enough nuts for one day.
And why do you think that is, Dr. Becker?
No, don't start with me. You know, I was going to go along with that astrology crap, but then I looked it up. Mercury doesn't go into retrograde for another 3 months.
Wow, that must mean all the weird stuff that happened here today was nothing but a bunch of unrelated coincidences.
Yeah, you got a better explanation?
Well, if you add up the month, the day, and the year, that adds up to 26. You add the 2 and the 6, that's 8. Divide that by 4, that's 2, which is the number of people here in this room. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Margaret, will you let go of that rat thing?
I can't, John. He's up there. I know he is.
All right. Get down. Get down. Come on. To make you feel better, I'll go take a look.
All right. You see anything?